And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, let's try it again to see if we can go to the phones and get Ryan Cantrell, Vice President of Government Affairs for American Federation of Children. Ryan, are you there?
I'm here, Phil.
Yay! All right, we got it. Give me some applause, man. Just go ahead and play the applause right now. We got whatever technical issues we're glitching this out of the way, but... Hey, Ryan, listen, thanks for making time, man, and also thanks for what you do with AFC. But I'll just reach back again and say thank you for what you did when you were here in Alabama.
Well, listen, I'm always happy to be on with you, and it's always great to talk about, the great things that are going on across the country, the great things that are going on in Alabama now in education and giving parents more options and students getting better outcomes. We're really excited about Alabama. And I mean, like I've told you before, I mean, this school choice movement is really sweeping the nation. No matter what the unions try to do, we're going to keep pushing back. And parents, are starting to kind of understand, what's going on in the public school system and what's really driving the train there. And, we're just excited about what's going on across the country.
Well, I am too. And I'm excited that in spite of everything that the teachers union tried to do to stop it, that school choice became finally full-fledged in Alabama legislation. But let me ask you, man, I mean, I know you were there with us back in the day. I said earlier in the show before you came on that I feel like there are members of our current legislative body that just don't have the battle scars that we used to have and maybe have gotten softer on the teachers union, the AEA in Alabama. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's a couple of things. First, I mean, I think, it's hard to really conceptualize how far the state of Alabama has come over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
15 years ago, the state legislature was controlled by Democrats. And it wasn't until, January of 2026, well, I guess December of 2024, it wasn't until December of 2010 that Republicans took control of the state legislature. And for, the whole time before that, Democrats had basically been a de facto arm, of the teachers union, and vice versa to a certain degree. You had Paul Hubbert, the former head of the Alabama Education Association. He was the most powerful person in Alabama.
Oh yeah,
I remember hearing stories as a staffer when we were there about Paul Hubbert sitting in the gallery, and when it came time for a vote, you'd see everybody in the legislature turn around and look at Paul Hubbert and see whether he was giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yep,
and that's how you voted. And so. I think, over those next 3 years, while I was there, while you were there, and many, many others, I mean, y'all took some shots, trying to right-size education in Alabama, putting power back in the hands of parents, making sure that kids and students were the priority in the classroom, and were a priority in our education system. And for those who don't remember, 2014 was not a fun election year. Republicans did very well. State legislators did really well. But the Alabama Education Association came back with a vengeance and spent $20 odd million trying to defeat these Republican legislators that had, tried to take away some of their power, not only over the education system, but over the political system in Alabama writ large. Those battle scars, may seem like a long time ago, but it was really just a decade ago when all of this was going on. And so what you've seen is you've seen the teachers union since then say, okay, well, we aren't going to be able to beat them. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to really start playing in these primaries. We're going to have to start, giving a little bit of money to these guys so that they start at least taking our meetings and start hearing us out. And what we've seen is over the last 10 years, political giving from the teachers union has really shifted from what was primarily a Democratic operation to one that is, they're giving to Republicans, 67, 68% of their money goes to Republicans every year.
Yeah.
And so it's just it's a total change in their strategy. And, yeah, I think that, the current crop of folks just don't remember that time when man, it was really hard to get things done unless they wanted it done.
Let me ask you. I distinctly remember watching the teachers union get involved in non-education legislation, which just used to boggle my mind. Like, why are you here? What are you doing? Why do you care about this bill? Well, they cared about it because it was more of a fight against conservatism as much as anything. But you see it even more on the national level. I'm appalled at the way the head of the AFT, Randy Weingarten, and the head of the NEA, Becky Pringle, how they conduct themselves in public, and they are literally, you know, they're literally stoking riots and calling for the No Kings protest, and then, you know, fighting against ICE with illegal immigration roundups. And you're looking at it going, what are you doing? You're a teachers union. Why are you out there doing this stuff? You see that on the national level, I'm sure, with your job.
Totally. And I mean, I think, you know, one thing that, you know, the teachers union does every year, AFT, the NEA, they have, you know, when they all get together at their annual meeting, they have business items that they vote on, that their membership votes on. And if you go look at the number of things that are non-education related that they vote to support as a what is supposed to be a public schooling union that is supposed to be looking out for the well-being of children, so few of those things have to do with education. And you could take that a step further. If you go back 4 or 5 years, back in 2019, there was a business item that was submitted for a vote that would, quote, rededicate itself, the teachers union, to the pursuit of increased student learning in every public school in America. They voted down that business
item. Oh my gosh.
They said, no, that's not what we're going to do. while they're voting on all these other things that have nothing, very little to do with education or making education better for our kids.
Well, now in Alabama, one of the things that we did, Ryan, I know you remember, is we changed the ability of the teachers union to almost make itself a mandatory participation event. And new teachers were shocked to find out they didn't have to give $60, $80, $100 a month to the AEA. Is that around the nation? Are you seeing, we got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left here. Around the nation, are you seeing a trend to basically their membership going down, or at the very least their dues going down?
I think, I mean, at the macro level, listen, they're going to figure out a way to raise money. But I do think there are places, I mean, they're in Miami-Dade, for example, their teachers union nearly got decertified because they just didn't have enough members. There were so many members that were walking out. So I think you're seeing that at a micro scale. The macro scale, we haven't really seen that. But something for your listeners to think about, if you had to guess, what is the number of dollars that the teachers union takes in annually? It's close to $3 billion.
Wow.
That they bring in. They bring in every single year. That's more than most presidential campaigns spend. And they're bringing this money in every year. And it's not to go to the classroom. It's not to support, learning environments or anything like that. It's to expend political power. It's to spend in elections. It's to spend in advocacy. These are the things that I don't think the common, the folks who aren't in this stuff every day, like I am or like you are, understand. But this is a massive political machine that we are up against.
It really is.
I'm just so excited about the fact that parents are pushing back. We're really entering in what could be a golden age of education with what they've been doing at the federal level, what we're seeing at the state level. Parents are pushing back. Parents are getting options, and they're exercising those.
Yep.
Our kids are going to be the better for it.
Ryan, I got to leave it there, man. The music's about to play. I apologize for whatever technical issue we had, but your input was perfect as always. So thanks for what you do, man. Thanks for American Federation of Children being on the money, all right?
Hey, thank you, Phil.
All right, take care. That was Ryan Cantrell with the American Federation for Children. All right, listen, coming up next, we're going to talk about China's farm grab. Yes, they are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.